I am going to buck the trend of the latest national discourse, especially that which is coming from the Democratic candidates announcing for president. There is nothing that beats the free market. Despite the talking points, the free market capitalist system of America is not broken and does not need to be replaced. In fact, the free market, not democratic socialist policies or Green New Deals, is the most viable answer to every exigency facing the nation. Let's start here. Only for about the last 200 years has capitalism been the dominant and fastest growing economic system in the world. Before that, we all lived under kings, despots, or emperors. We're talking the biggest of big government exercising complete centralized control over resources, or, in other words, the endgame of socialism. If you wanted to know what a real 1% looked like, it was the pre-capitalism elite of the old world. In the 1800s, the Industrial Revolution exploded, aka the rise of capitalism. The statistics about the world since then could not paint a clearer picture of the success of the free market. In 1820, 94% of the world lived in poverty, and 84% of the world lived in extreme poverty, according to an Oxford University study. In 2019, that statistic has fallen to just 8%, according to the World Poverty Clock. And as time progresses, capitalism is getting even better at doing good. Since just 1990, the number of people living on less than $2 a day has halved, according to the Foundation for Economic Freedom. There are hundreds more equally impressive statistics. The great equalizer is the free market. Now, don't let the naysayers use faulty logic to throw smoke and mirrors at your understanding of the benefits of capitalism. Income inequality, growing or not, is not a crisis. It simply means we are creating more wealth as a country. The rich may be getting richer, but the poor are inextricably linked to their success via job availability and standard of living. This isn't to suggest that those who truly can't afford things like food or healthcare be damned. The free market has a means of providing for the needy too. Nearly every company has a goodwill line in their budget or some sort of charity organized by their employees. And a growing economy means more job opportunities and more ways for people to work for the things they can't presently afford. People like being charitable and will do so voluntarily. People have hearts. As a society, we should be encouraging and incentivizing the community to provide voluntarily for those in need, not forcing them at gunpoint through the government. In previous commentaries, I have dissected the inability of government to provide for the needs of people through large, unending social programs. The bottom line, though, is that a government should only intervene as a safety net when someone is truly unable to be a part of the free market system, and when incentivizing private charity has been exhausted as an option. The free market even has a good track record when it comes to the environment, and we can do more to help the environment with free market solutions. Government is the worst polluter on earth. Just look at China's track record, arguably the prime example of a big government actor on the world stage. Consumers, on the other hand, value being green. Products and companies with good environmental track records can market this behavior to increase sales. And the free market system is the mother of innovation. Take recent innovations in natural gas harvesting. As I recently wrote in BizPack Review, natural gas is quickly becoming a substitute for more environmentally damaging fossil fuels. America led the pack in reducing CO2 emissions in 2017, despite President Trump pulling out of the big government Paris Climate Accord. The free market can be the greatest tool we have to protect the environment because it rewards innovators who do things the public cares about, like protect the environment, at the lowest cost. How did we curb the world's deforestation problem? We didn't ration paper out. We invented the USB drive and the computer. I could go on, and the examples are plentiful, but the point is simple. The free market works and has more capacity to do more good for us in America if we celebrate it, unleash it, and limit the size of government. And fruitful capitalism does not have a shelf life. it only becomes less effective as government favoritism becomes involved. Conservatives understand and value the free market. Elected Republicans should be defending and extolling our free market system more frequently at every call for socialist substitution. If the liberal Democratic candidates for president in 2020 really want to make a bold statement about economics, they should celebrate our free market system and jealously guard it from socialist takeover.